With hopes Australia's edging towards a relaxation of COVID-19 restrictions, many major sporting codes are still mulling over when they can return to play. Now, we've heard from the NRL, they're eyeing a May 28 return to play date, but for the AFL, it's not clear when the season will kick off again. For some of the players now in the thick of training, the restrictions have provided some hurdles, but it's made them all the more determined to get back on the ground. Gavin Coote has this report.
A second to go. The Tigers are premiers for the 12th time in their history.
Richmond's thumping 89-point win in last year's AFL Grand Final demolished the GWS Giants' hopes of a fairy tale finish. It was Greater Western Sydney's first shot at the Grand Final, but wasn't their day.
So GWS had multiple opportunities then, couldn't make any of them work in the end.
But even with all the downtime now, with the 2020 AFL season suspended due to COVID-19, Giants midfielder Josh Kelly isn't all that tempted to dwell on it too much.
You know, even with all this time to ourselves and myself, I haven't reflected on the culmination of the past 12 months, you know, the highs of making a grand final last year after probably not positioning ourselves in the greatest position to actually get there. So getting to that day, then not performing the way we would have liked, and then having a great preseason, feeling like we're in a good spot to launch into the year. And then, there's a lot more important things at stake now with this pandemic and coronavirus in general. So, you know, as I think about it right now, it is quite surreal, and it shows, you know, just how quickly things can change.
The season was put on hold at the end of round one, and GWS, along with the other clubs, have had to stand down most of their staff. Leon Cameron is the Giants' senior coach.
Whether it's FaceTime, Zoom, you know, Microsoft Teams, we're connecting as much as we possibly can to discuss some of the issues that people might be confronting. Clearly, there's some light at the end of the tunnel. They can see that the game might be resuming, you know, in the not too distant future.
The return date for the AFL season isn't yet clear. In the meantime, it's mostly training in pairs. And Leon Cameron admits the varying restrictions between each state have added some curveballs.
Everyone's obviously going to be affected differently. Some people are obviously still in the workforce and things haven't changed. I think it's really clear that we're no different to anyone else. We adjust, and the adjustments that we've had to make are, for example, I'll speak on behalf of my football club, is that we play a game and then the season's suspended, and then our 45 players and our 30 or 40 staff members have all told that the season's suspended, and so they'll obviously head home or stay in Sydney. And we've got to remember, we're a club that's got a lot of people from interstate because we're only a start-up club that's only 8 years old. So a lot of people have moved from interstate to start up our club. So out of our squad, we had about half that went back home and half stayed in Sydney, and that home is either Victoria, South Australia, Western Australia or Queensland. Some staff have gone home, but majority have stayed.
Josh Kelly, who's in the Giants leadership group, has been mostly training alongside forward Jack Buckley. For him, football has been the one constant, and he's been able to juggle a university business course, some odd jobs around the house, and an online FIFA comp set up by teammate Tom Sheridan.
I think with the uncertainty we've had over the past weeks and months around when football's going to be back, if I was constantly, you know, thinking about that and wanting to be back playing, it would have gone a bit stir crazy. So I've tried to remove myself a little bit while keeping fit.
The fact players don't have an exact return date to work towards at the moment does make it difficult to shape the training regime. But Giants coach Leon Cameron thinks there's every reason to stay motivated.
And I know people are talking about there has to be an asterisk put beside this season because whoever wins the grand final, is it comparable to recent years? Well, clearly it's not because we've reduced the season already. But in terms of the comparisons, we've still got to play against everyone, and you've still got to play good hard footy, and you've still got to be able to win to get to where you want to get to. And no one would have written the script, as we know, that coming into our ninth year that there would have been a suspension in play because of the circumstances. But ultimately, we're trying to chase the dream, and that's to win the grand final. And because what's happened, that doesn't stop us. And I'm pretty sure the other 17 clubs are out to do the same.
Josh Kelly agrees the rebooted 2020 season is going to be every bit as hard fought, despite the disruptions.
No doubt, it's bizarre, it's strange, and it right now probably doesn't feel like there's an AFL season just around the corner, or that we are still fighting for a premiership. But I think, you know, all players are working hard at the moment, and as soon as we switch back in, then, you know, football is going to be on again, and it's just going to be, you know, a fight for the premiership once again.
Interesting times. GWS Giants midfielder Josh Kelly and Gavin Coote with that report.